This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 358.5, up 3/4. July corn, 363, up 1.5. September corn, 368.5, up 1.25. May soybeans, 984.5, up 3. July soybeans, 976.25, up 1.25. August soybeans, 969.5, up 1. May wheat, 476.5, up 10.75. July wheat, 481.5, up 8.75. September wheat, 489.25, up 8.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.37 to $3.57. Soybean bids were mostly a penny higher at $9.53 to $9.70. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly a penny higher at $3.42 to $3.63. And soybean bids were up a penny at $9.61 to $9.80. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 cent higher at $3.49 to $3.68. Soybean bids were up 1 to 3 cents at $9.66 to $9.90. And the wheat bids gained 9 cents on Friday to range from $3.88 to $4.42. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a penny higher at $9.88 to $10.01. Basis steady range from 12 to 25 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.16.40 to $3.35.40. That's down $2 to $3 per ton, with basis $1 to $2 lower at $3 to $22 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents higher at $3.63 to $3.79, with basis steady range from option to 16 over July. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $3.62 to $3.68, with basis 1 to 2 cents lower at 1 under to 5 over July. Soybeans ended steady to 2 cents higher at $9.83 to $9.90, with the basis ending mixed at 7 to 14 over July. And new crop wheat prices along the Illinois River, they gained 9 cents on Friday, to range from $4.61 to $4.64, with basis steady at 21 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.87 to $3.88. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 1 to 2 cents, with quotations at $10.13 to $10.14. Soft wheat up 9 at $4.81 to $4.82, and the Milo up a penny at $4.28 to $4.29. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.38 up to $3.53. New crop soybean bids at $8.97 to $9.24. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.33 up to $3.50. New crop soybean bids at $9.16 up to $9.32. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from $3.38 up to $3.53. New crop soybean bids $9.03 to $9.26. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from $4.45 up to $4.74. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, $151.50, up $2.12. August live cattle, $149.82, up $1.55. October live cattle, $151.20, up $1.02. May feeder cattle, $215.87, up 97 cents. August feeder cattle, $217.62, up 82 cents. September feeder cattle, $216.72, up 82 cents. May lean hogs, $80.85, up a dollar. June lean hogs, $84.82, up $1.32. July lean hogs, $83.92, up 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Friday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 35 cents higher in the range of $68 to $80, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.86. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 higher on the heavier sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 17 cents to 22. 4 weights, 4 to 5 weights were 20 to 25. 5 to 6 weights, 24 to 26. And 600 pounds and up, 26 to 29. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1.50 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $55. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 18,137 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction for May the 7th. They had receipts of 270 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 160 to 163.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141 to 145. And choice slaughter heifers, 159 to 163. Onto the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 146 to 151. Breakers, 101 to 106. Boners were 100 to 109. Slaughter bulls had a slight light run. Weights on the bulls ran from 1,600 to 1,950, and they brought 122 to 130. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 158 to 160, and on a dress basis, 255 to 257. Heifers on a live basis traded at 161 to 163, and on a dress basis, 255 to 257. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 223 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $79.57, and that was 73 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $258.12, that was 54 cents higher. And select carcasses, $246.82, and that was 98 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 109,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.3%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000. That compared to 415,000 last week and 373,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 5.5%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Kathy Lewis of the legendary Mustang Sanctuary in Alhambra. Lewis says the mission of the nonprofit group is to train and adopt out Mustangs.
We became a not-for-profit organization in 2011. We adopted our first couple of Mustangs and done some research and found out what dire straits these Mustangs are for being rescued. The BLM currently has over 60,000 of them in holding facilities, and they've got less than 14,000 in the wild. So since we don't have the land to just get a bunch and let them run free, our next best thing to do to save them from their final destination is to go get them, work with them, and get them adoptable homes. So far, we've had 100% success rate with our adoptions. Everybody we've adopted to has been happy as can be.
This summer, Lewis says they are teaming up with a couple different groups to put on benefits for the sanctuary. The first benefit will be held May 23rd and has been very suitably dubbed the Mustangs for Mustangs Cruise-In.
The Southern Illinois Mustang Association, which is Mustang cars, not horses, They have teamed up with us to do a cruise-in on May 23rd at the St. Louis Regional Airport in Bethalto, Illinois. And they're going to be having a cruise-in. All cars, trucks, motorcycles, anything's welcome to attend. And that starts at 4 o'clock. Then during the daytime, we are having a flea market. And we still have vendor space available. The spaces are a 10 by 10 space. And it's only $10 for a vendor space. And if you'd like to reserve one, you can reach me at 618-616-8875. And it'll be an all-day event, family fun. We've got hots and brats and face painting for the kids. I think we might even have a jumpy house.
Their next benefit will be a concert held on June 13th in Granite City.
Oh, yeah, that's a great event. Mo Bandy will be the headliner. We will have Hurricane Creek starting at 2 o'clock, followed by Harvest Drive, and then Mo Bandy will be following that up. And from what I understand, it's going to be a fantastic show. Ron Young with Nashville Promotions approached us. He said he usually does a concert for free for a non-for-profit once a year. So he approached us, and it's like, yeah, we're on board. So we've just been going forward from there, and it's going to be a day's worth of fun. It's only $20 a ticket for general admission, so you can hear all kinds of bands.
All the proceeds from these events will be going towards the legendary Mustang Sanctuary. Lewis says they already know exactly what they're going to do with the funds.
It's a little bit of both. All the money that we can raise will go to the sanctuary. We are in desperate need for a new trailer. We haven't been able to make any trips to get any more Mustangs because our trailer is unsafe. So we're trying to raise some funds to get us a new trailer.
For anyone wishing to attend these benefits, Lewis says advance ticket purchasing is recommended.
We encourage advance tickets, and they can be purchased at eventsjoy.com. Or they can also be purchased by going on our website, which is legendarymustangsanctuary.org. They will be available for purchase at the gate.
Lewis says she's thankful for all the groups and individuals who show their continued support for the Legendary Mustang Sanctuary and is hopeful these benefits will help reach their goal of a new trailer so they can continue rescuing, training, and finding permanent homes for Mustang horses. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.